From Washington, this is VOA News.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Overseas voting is underway for French citizens in the crucial presidential runoff between far-right candidate Marine Le Pen and centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. Anne-Marie Peters voted for Macron in New York City.
It's very simple. It's because I think France has to stay with Europe. I think she's a populist, she's dangerous, and she's part of those bully presidents in the world. She's part of that kind of a global bully.
Micheline Sorrentino cast her ballot for Marine Le Pen.
Why is it important? Because I think she's the best place, you know, the best person who could resolve some of the problem that there is in France, period. I don't believe in this other guy.
Meanwhile, a French government official says the state cybersecurity agency will investigate a hacking attack that targeted presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron. The official said the Macron team asked the Campaign Oversight Commission to bring in the cybersecurity agency ANSSI to study the hack. Documents were taken from Macron's campaign and mixed with fake documents and then published on social media Friday. Thousands of women, many of them dressed in all white, marched in Venezuela's capital Saturday, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. The ongoing demonstrations started after the Venezuelan Supreme Court's announcement that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court later reversed its position after domestic and international outcries about an attempted power grab. This is VOA News. After more than 3 years in captivity, 83 of the so-called Chibok girls kidnapped by the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram have been released. Military officials in Nigeria say the girls were released in the town of Bangui near the border of Cameroon. The officials said the girls would be flown to the capital of Borno State on Sunday. 276 schoolgirls were kidnapped from Chibok in 2014. 57 of them managed to escape early in the kidnapping. Another 21 girls were released in October after a negotiation brokered by the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Swiss government. Boko Haram has waged an insurgency aimed at creating an Islamic State in Nigeria. Thousands of people have died and more than 2 million have been displaced because of the conflict. At least 35 people, most of them young children, were killed after a bus carrying students lost control and crashed in northern Tanzania. Officials say the dead included 32 young students, two teachers, and a bus driver. A regional police commander said the bus had been carrying the students from a primary school in Arusha for an examination when it skidded off the road and plunged into a gully. President John Magufuli has sent a message with his condolences to the families of the victims at this time of tragedy and grief. Al-Shabaab insurgents in Somalia have beheaded two government soldiers they captured on Saturday near the town of Mahade, about 35 kilometers north of Jawhar and the provincial capital of the Middle Shabelle region. The head of the Somali National Army 30th Contingent, Lieutenant Colonel Omar Ali Addo, told VOA's Somali service the militants intercepted a civilian passenger vehicle in which the two unarmed, out-of-uniform soldiers were traveling. The militants then forced the soldiers to get out of the car, took them to a nearby village, and beheaded them. Colonel Addo added the soldiers, identified as Maulid Hussein and Ahmed Yaqub, had left a government military camp in Bia Ade village, that is, and headed to Jawhar because of family emergencies. The Pentagon has identified a U.S. Navy SEAL killed while fighting the Al-Shabaab terrorist group in Somalia as Senior Chief Special Warfare Operator Kyle Milliken. The 38-year-old Milliken of Falmouth, Maine, was the first American service member killed in combat in Somalia since 1993. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.